you are a role model for the migrant community here. You have represented the Australian cricket team and you've been performing really well. So, Usman, tell us about your experience in Australia, growing up in Australia.
I've been playing cricket since I was little. My brothers both played. My dad loves cricket. He's the biggest cricket tragic in the world. He'll watch it morning, noon, night, and then he'll watch it. He'll do that again the next day. It drives my mum crazy. So I grew up in a very cricketing family. I grew up in Sydney. My whole sort of most of my life now, I'm in Brisbane for the last 10 years. But I was in Sydney and, yeah, I played. You know, I went to school and I played cricket. I played other sports too, but I love cricket. So for me, it was always cricket, cricket, cricket. So, yeah, I eventually represented New South Wales and from there represented Australia. But I had a pretty good, I'm very grateful for my upbringing. My parents were always great. They always supported me. My dad, especially when it came to cricket, he drove me around everywhere. He fed me million balls in the bowling machine. My brothers were the same. They used to take me to the nets and play with me all the time as I was growing up and coming up through the ranks in cricket. Like anyone, when you make it to the top, you've had a lot of ups and downs, a lot of tough times. Cricket is a tough sport, like any other sport. But it's probably even tougher because it's such a mental game, especially the higher you get, the longer the game gets, the tougher it gets. So, a lot of experience, a lot of great experiences. But, you know, I grew up in a very Pakistani family. My parents lived in Pakistan for 30 plus years. My brothers lived there for a long time. I mean, Urdu was my first language initially. I didn't know English when I came to Australia. So my parents are still very Pakistani in a lot of things they do. They share a lot of the cultures, which is very funny, and I enjoy it. Nothing like my mom's chicken curry or a biryani. I still love it. So, it was nice to have that balance of both having been very Pakistani at home, but then coming and having friends that were very Australian.
Yeah, Usman, like you said, when you came here, you couldn't speak English because English was not your first language. Urdu was your first language. So how difficult it was for you as a son of a migrant family here to come, go out, play cricket and make friends? Was it very difficult for you?
No, it was very easy. And that's why I love cricket. You don't have to speak the language. You just play the game. I played cricket. I played football here, which is very popular in Australia, rugby league. I played tennis, golf. I think sport always broke down those barriers. It was tough at times going up through the ranks. I did stand out. I was a Pakistani. I was a brown-skinned boy in a very white sort of country, if you could say that. Which was good and bad. If I did something good, I stand out. But if I, if things didn't work out, I'd also stick out. It was tough at times because, I did stand out for that reason. At times I felt a bit on the outside growing up. But I loved the game. I loved scoring runs. So one thing I remember was a constant was I'd always, look to do well for my team and score runs. And I guess I always stood out in terms of doing that. And I did it enough to obviously come up and break the mold a little bit and play and represent New South Wales in first-class cricket. It was one of the most happiest days of my life. I still remember it. It was such an achievement. And then to do it for Australia, it was tremendous. And, it was a lot of fun.
So how did you overcome these cultural barriers on the field and off the field? I'm sure the sledging sometimes becomes racism and racism becomes sledging. So tell us your journey through these things when you were growing up.
Look, I had two older brothers and they weren't easy on me. They were very hard on me. So they gave me a really thick skin. It took a lot for me to be beaten down because they used to beat me down themselves. So they made me very tough. I had to fight for everything when I was younger. I had to fight them. I had to fight to play cricket with them. They wouldn't let me play with them. I was always fighting growing up. I think that's what. So whenever there were setbacks and people sledged me, I grew up and I had plenty of racial vilification and things against me, but it never hindered me because I never got any sympathy or excuses from my brothers or my family. I can just imagine my oldest brother and mine just, telling me to toughen up, don't make excuses. He loves saying that to me. Where's your excuse book? Are you making more excuses? They were very harsh on me, but in a good way. They were sort of getting me ready for everything that was coming up. I think they understood that. They saw I had a lot of talent when it came to cricket, and I owe a lot to my family. And because of that, I was very thick-skinned. I was very competitive, and it took a lot for me to be knocked down. I was very resilient. I always wanted to prove people wrong if something happened, and the worse things got, the more I wanted to prove people wrong. And I think that's very important, and probably the reason why a lot of those you know, those things and hindrances and issues I had growing up didn't have as much of an effect on me.
Yeah, you know, Usman, not every family is like your family. People are vulnerable. They easily give in to racism or bullying. So what would be your advice to the young migrants, you know, the children of the young migrants? So what would you advise them? How should they take the game as, because they really want to go out and play?
I think first and foremost, as a whole, Australian cricket in Australia, we need to just keep improving and becoming better in inclusivity and getting everyone involved. And I think Australia's come a long way. I mean, I was growing up in the 90s in Australia. It was a very different country to what it is right now. I think people are a lot more accepting, definitely better. You know, we're a very multicultural country now. There are, you know, pathways for people and sport in general. At that time, even my mum thought you couldn't make a living playing cricket, but now people see that you can make a very good living being a professional cricketer, especially in Australia and around the world. That's the first biggest thing. And I think secondly, you have to love the game. You have to love what you're doing. That's very important. But I also think you have to be resilient, because you can't be a professional cricketer. You can't be a professional sportsman if you aren't resilient anyway. So if little things get you down and you are struggling with it, it sounds a bit harsh, but then you're probably not made to be a sportsman. People see all the good sides of being a sportsman, but it's a very tough career. There's a lot of emotional and mental battles you have to do. So the biggest thing I say to all the young guys is, yes, and girls, sorry, just look, you can work on your skills, but the most important thing is up here. If you can't work that out, then you're never going to succeed in not only cricket, but anything else that you really want to do and be passionate in. So I think that's really important. I think that's probably the next step in the evolution of cricket and sports, is to really, really properly try to become better at understanding how this works and how we can get the best out of that.
Yeah,